This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
It seems like a sacred fire of liberty reunion because, like, Jonathan is gone, then I'm here, then Jonathan, I mean, I can't keep up with it. And Cheryl is back too. Jonathan, Cheryl, Robert, we're back. Sacred fire of liberty. Hey, Jonathan, how's it?
Yeah, being here.
Dominican Republic, you made it back alive, and I'm sure you were busy working too, a little bit of playtime, but I'm so glad that we're all together.
Yes. Tragic to see the degree of poverty there, but that's what happens when you don't have a functioning capitalist economy.
Yeah, free markets really don't exist. It's like the uber wealthy families and then everybody else. And here in America, of course, there's been some level of, I think, a standard of living that still is, for the most part, the envy of the rest of the world. But how long will it continue? Cheryl Chumley also here writing for the Washington Times opinion page online, and she's got a lot of great insight into the news of the day. And I'm glad to have you back on board, all of us together, Cheryl.
It's great to be here. Glad to be here.
Jonathan, real quick, you wrote an article about the education system in America and how we've just lost our way completely. The young people don't even know why liberty is important, much less how we regain and retain it.
Right. At the time of the founding of the Republic and in the New Nation period, really all the way up until the time of the New Deal, it was considered essential that children be educated in the details of the American Revolution, the ideology underlying liberty, why our nation stands for a limited federal republic that defends individual liberty, why the Declaration of Independence is predicated on the proposition that governments are instituted among men to protect the rights of the governed, and that fundamental duty is what defines us as a unique people on earth. This created what we might call an American ethos, which was the envy of the world, that here in America you could count on government that would protect individual liberty and a freedom to exploit the benefits of life, liberty, and property that the trilogy of the American Revolution and of our Constitution. And so this notion was really part of what at the founding, shortly after the Constitution of 1787 came into being, was considered Republican motherhood with a small r. Mm-hmm. Duty of Republican motherhood was to inculcate, mothers were encouraged to inculcate into their children the respect for the American Revolution, for individual liberty, and for the necessity of protecting us from a rapacious government. To be jealous of the executive magistrate, they used to say, to be wary of those in power. Well, since the 1930s forward, but principally since the 1960s forward, there's been a revolution in education that has ripped out of existence this whole concept and has replaced it with an American bashing campaign where virtually everything that you might take for granted as a child would be attacked as evidence of American imperialism or some other such nonsense, where they tried to define the United States as a nation deserving of guilt for abusing the rest of the planet rather than celebrating our triumphs in defense of individual liberty, civil rights, and limited government. And now, today, we have an environment in the college campuses across the country which is really rabidly hostile to the American ethos,
openly,
to the idea that...
Openly anti-American. I mean, it's stunning to me. I'm a product of the government indoctrination centers, a.k.a. public schools. And Jonathan, you're a dad. I'm a dad. Cheryl, you're a mom. And I'm thinking, I couldn't stomach sending my kids to a public school. And I know some people say, well, mine is different. I'm thinking, no, they're not teaching the Declaration of Independence. They're not teaching the Bill of Rights, the Constitution anymore with real meaning. So, you know, what do we do? I love, Jonathan, that you mentioned the Republican motherhood. I bet someone who lives that ideal is Cheryl Chumley.
Well, I'm listening with great interest to what Jonathan said, and I agree with everything he just detailed. And it reminds me, just a couple days ago, my 10-year-old daughter came home from public school and said that they had just started a segment on the Bill of Rights. And on one hand, I was really happy to hear that, because you don't hear public schools teaching the Constitution any longer. But on the other hand, I was thinking, well, what interpretation of that? So, like I did with my other children, you know, we kind of weave discussion of the Founding Fathers and the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, in modern day discussion of politics. And, you know, I think that's a great way parents can bring that mix of traditional Founding Father beliefs and incorporate it into the day-to-day working of how it plays out, so it kind of comes alive for their kids. But, you know, on the sad note, I think, you know, most public schools aren't teaching these things in any way that sets America as number one in the world.
And it sets us up to not have to be conquered from outside, but from our own apathy and not knowing of the origin of the country and the good things and the principles that it stood for. I mean, I regularly have discussion. Of course, my son is 17. He's actively engaged in the political discussions, and I love it. So he'll talk more with his teachers than he will with the fellow students, because he finds that they're woefully not knowledgeable about these things, even in a private Christian school, of all things. So it's a stunning thing. But, Jonathan, to your point in your article, we can't wait for the schools to recover. We, as parents, have to engage the way Cheryl's talking about when they come home and discuss it from our perspective.
Well, that's right. You know, what led the World War II generation to en masse go to war against Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan and fascist Italy was this notion, which was also present in World War I, that liberty was at stake, that the fundamental freedoms that we enjoy are directly threatened, and that the only way to safeguard those things for future generations was to be willing to sacrifice your life in defense of those principles. And that animated the generation of American soldiers who lived through the Cold War, particularly the early parts of the Cold War, and they were ready at a heartbeat to go into battle and sacrifice themselves, even to the extent of a nuclear contest, if necessary, to defend our nation. So this is what we depend upon in the last analysis for defense of liberty. Mm-hmm. And it's not, as Cheryl pointed out, and as you have pointed out many times, there is this erosion from within that is costing us dearly.
Yes.
By having individuals elected to office who are openly hostile to these American concepts and to liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And they're tearing down these things. That's why we can have such a rapid growth of the administrative state with virtually no peep in opposition.
Right.
It's because people do not realize that this is a great sacrifice of individual liberty. This is a great sacrifice of the system of checks and balances, of separation of powers, of non-delegation of power, of limited government. And yet, were children educated in these things, and led to appreciate this is a defining characteristic of the United States of America, distinguishing us from the rest of the world, they would be up in arms over these transformations internally and the threats that are posed internationally to our rights and liberties. It is so bad that a man named Barack Obama became president of the United States, who went on an international apology tour for the United States, which needed no apology. And when it came to domestic affairs, he should have apologized for the administrative state, but instead he grew it massively and created this thing called Obamacare, which is an abomination.
Yes.
And when, you know, all of this is passing by without people realizing in the general population that it is coming at a cost of the precious liberties that were fought and died for by prior generations, and that we will not have available to us to bequeath to future generations. And they don't even seem to be aware of it.
No, well, once again, the roots of liberty have just been withering and dying because we don't water it. We don't, you know, again, with our young people, let them know what is the basis for this Republican form of government. Cheryl, you have a recent piece at Washington Times. We have it linked up at robertscottbell.com about Trump clarifying his position on, you know, some of the foreign policy issues. But you also point out there is a bit of confusion within the messaging out there. And Trump, I don't doubt that he loves liberty. He's a guy that's really embraced the business world and succeeded extraordinarily. But the messaging coming through is a little bit, I don't want to say schizophrenic, but it's just not clear.
Schizophrenic is kind of funny, but it's definitely not clear. I like Trump. I'm a supporter of Trump, but I did not support his unilateral strike on Syria. And what I'm finding now is that his messaging coming from the White House is a little bit unclear. On one hand, Trump himself came out and said that our policy in Syria hasn't changed. We're not after regime change. We're only going after ISIS. And yet his airbase strike was not against ISIS. It was clearly at Assad. And he did it based on the justification of photographs that circulated of dead children due to chemical warfare. And these aren't, first off, dead children pictures, I don't think, are things that should draw us into an overseas conflict without going through Congress first, at least. And second off, this is a decided change in policy. You can't say you're rooting out ISIS and at the same time attacking Assad directly. So it's a little unclear, and when you start looking at what some of his administration people have said, it's directly opposite. You have Nikki Haley telling the UN that regime change is a possibility, but then you have Secretary of State Rex Tillerson saying that, no, there is no regime change apparent.
Cheryl, stand by. We're on a break. I apologize. I got to cut in here. We're going to come back and continue this discussion. It is fascinating, and again, our discussion always rooted in the principles of individual liberty, defense of this great nation, what it stands for, and we'll continue with that after this break with Norm. Well, Norm Singleton will join us at the bottom of the hour, but with Jonathan E. Morton and Cheryl Chumley. Stick with us. Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far-infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's an emotional time. It's an emotional day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Cat Morgan, I feel like, you know, our feminine side is better served right now. You know, that the men that don't cry, right? We can shoulder through it, right? And I don't know that that's appropriate either. I've been crying too, and I don't have a problem admitting that, but I don't say that it's easy. And, you know, we have emotional bodies as we have physical bodies, and they need to breathe. They need to be let out to allowed to grieve and process these things.
Well, here's something that has been interesting to me on my own fairly lengthy healing journey. Why is it that emotions, which are a natural part of life, and here we are empowering ourselves to heal and taking all the vitamins and doing all the things, and then stuff happens, and we're so sad or we're so angry, and it comes out in a very what feels like a negative way in our bodies. Like when I get mad or angry or stressed,
yeah,
it hurts my stomach. And when I cry for long periods of time, I feel like junk the next day. You would think if emotions are a natural part of your body's like processing that like you would feel better with them instead of worse,
like a catharsis maybe.
Well, I think eventually once it's all out,
yeah,
it's cathartic. But like, why do emotions manifest themselves in painful ways in the process? Like your emotions are something nobody should live without, right?
Yeah,
like, no. We should all have emotions
unless we're, you know, Spock from the planet Vulcan. But even
well, and even he ended up having emotions,
right,
when he let himself.
Right? Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Once again, Morgan, there you go, asking the great questions. And, you know, I have to think of it in terms of working out. If you have a really great workout, it can be a painful workout. And you can be sore for a time as well, physically. And I think as above, so below, as within, as without, you know, so without. And, you know, I guess as a man in this lifetime, male body, I don't think I have gender confusion, but I recognize that we do have emotional sides that might be considered more feminine, and oftentimes as males in our culture, we're not allowed to let them out, or we don't allow ourselves to experience them. And I'm guilty as heck of that, you know.
Crying is not feminine. I mean, that's just a myth.
I know, and Liam had a lot to teach me about those things.
Yeah.
I still have a lot to learn about those things. I'm just acknowledging.
Well, then, is anger masculine? If I get mad and I punch Ed, is that my masculine side coming out?
I might be oversimplifying it. It's true, okay? But, you know, we have to have some frames of reference, and I'll go with it for now. So don't take it literally, but, you know, as we communicate. And again, Liam, especially with the not only spoken word, but the written word, how he communicated so directly and how he lived very raw and open, you know, how he shared things that were just brutal that you're like, I can't believe you're sharing that. And he was an open book in so many ways in that. And, you know, it's taught me, it's still teaching me, as we move on, through these things. So, and having these animals can help provide that unconditional love when we need it.
They have opinions too.
Yeah.
They're letting all their emotions out. They don't hold back.
Yeah. So I don't know if that makes sense, Morgan, as far as why it hurts, you know, or, you know, in that regard. I just kind of see a similarity. Like, a lot of times we will disconnect and say, well, that's just an emotional thing, right? And that, like, it has no bearing on the rest of the world, or the world has no bearing on it. I think the same laws apply, just as if we were exercising physically, or if we're out of shape and we just let it out all at once. It's like you're an armchair quarterback and suddenly you go out to play football for the first time forever. You're going to be achy for a while.
Well, do you ascribe then to the idea that there's kind of this push-pull of positive and negative energy in the world? So if somebody maybe lashes out at you in anger, or, you know, does something that makes you sad or whatever, that's like negative energy you've taken on? Or do you think we like create that from within ourselves just based on our own expectations about life?
Wow. Again, what am I going to do with you, Morgan? You ask these questions that are so deep that I want to visit this, so please put a bookmark in that, you know, because we're out of time, and I've got Dr. Frank King coming up, and, you know, I need to kind of unplug and sort of temporarily disconnect, at least for a segment here. I don't even want to bring up what we're talking about, because I know a lot of folks, I want to honor everybody that's listening, if it's possible. You know, maybe you didn't know Liam, and it's a sad thing to hear, but you didn't know him, and you're here to tune in for, give me some health information. And I want to do that too. And we can do that. And I think Liam would want us to do that too, because he knows my mission and what this is all about. So let's take a break here. And, Dr. Frank King's going to talk. He tells me he wants to talk about allergy desensitization techniques. So it's going to be very, very practical for a segment. And we'll come back and we'll reminisce on this, and I'll tell you what we'll do for the second hour, something very special. Check out the notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan. God bless you, Captain Morgan, for keeping that going, because I know today for sure I couldn't do it. All right, I'll be right back with Dr. Frank King. Stick with us, folks. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Continuing now with the Sacred Fire of Liberty, and we're joined by Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. And Norm, you got to catch up on some of this stuff, because Jonathan and Cheryl and I were having some pretty intense discussions about some of the foreign policy things, and it's always fascinating, and we always like to root it in the baseline of you know, how we started as a nation that defended individual liberty, going back to the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, etc. And I know you're rooted in that as well. Jonathan, did you want to add anything into the mix from our discussion? Because there are many angles and areas that are never discussed, and I wish that the administration would reach out to you for clarity.
Well, I just think that on the Department of Education front, there ought to be a devolution of educational functions to the states as the intention of President Trump. But I also think that there needs to be a revival of what I've termed education about the American ethos. It needs to be a centerpiece of education in primary and secondary schools and even at the college level where, rather than denigrate and condemn the United States, we ought to be celebrating our history of individual liberty, free enterprise, and limited government as it was intended. And we ought to be focused upon the meaning of the Declaration of Independence, the ideological justifications for revolution, and the reasons why the Constitution has the provisions in it that it does, and why ours is a written constitution, why we have a government of limited powers, what it means to have a government of separated powers and limited powers, what it means to have a dual federalist system. All of these foundational principles, which are now blithely either ignored entirely or condemned based on this notion that somehow we have a lot to be ashamed of rather than proud of about American history, ought to be eschewed in favor of this emphasis on American ethos, defending what it is to be a free people and explaining the indispensable nature of liberty and the historic underpinnings of it. That, I think, would get us so much farther along the way of having a population that instead of having kids that are either nihilists or are fascistic in their intolerance of opposing views, they would understand fundamentally that ours is a pluralistic society in which people of varying views are not only tolerated, but their differences are celebrated, and that at root, however, our government is not a government of socialism or communism. It's a government of limits that allow for a flourishing private economy and a maximization of individual liberty.
Yes.
And so, you know, that's what I think we ought to be focusing on in urging education at the states and the federal level. And I think we are suffering the consequences of generations now that have been denied the benefits of the true history of the United States and of the underpinnings of individual liberty, so much so that they haven't a respect for those ideals. They haven't a respect for the Constitution. They do not respect individual liberty. They do not appreciate it when our liberties are being taken from us by our government.
Mm-hmm. But it didn't happen by accident, this loss of embracing of that principle or those principles. Norm, Campaign for Liberty has been working on this, thanks to Ron Paul, and I think the offshoot for reaching out to youth, Young Americans for Liberty. How has the growth been there? Because we've lost generations at this point to government indoctrination, public schools here.
Well, you know, Young Americans for Liberty, which, like Campaign for Liberty, was a outgrowth of Ron Paul's 2008 presidential campaign, is now, I believe, the largest youth organization one of the largest youth organizations in the country. It's, I think it's certainly the largest politically oriented youth organization. It has, I think, over 900 chapters across the country. I believe it has a chapter, at least one chapter, in every one of the 50 states. They have hosted a series of conventions this year that each one has been attended by between 200 and 500 students. They have speakers like Ron Paul, Thomas Massey, other leaders of liberty. They provide them with training. And it really is a fantastic group. It's actually was founded by the founder of it was a former intern of Ron Paul's when he was in the when Ron was in Congress, Jeff Frazee, and the current president, Cliff Maloney, was also a former Ron Paul intern who also did some work on Ron Paul's presidential campaign. And it's just great to see that organization continue to grow and thrive, because I think if you look at their success, it does put a lie to the myth that Ron Paul's popularity among young people was fleeting, and that the millennials, now their hearts are really with Bernie Sanders. You know, there is a great pushback. And I think that one of the things, too, is that the way that the left is so consumed with not just identity politics, but with the idea that any type of countervailing opinion is hate speech and is a threat to your identity, and that can cause you a great emotional distress and withering pain, and therefore you need to be put in a little cocoon in called a safe space. That causes a reaction, which I think causes more reasonable-minded students to say, well, what exactly is so wrong with what these people are saying? And a lot of those students will end up on the libertarian end of the spectrum with organizations like Young Americans for Liberty, because as they examine the ideas themselves, they'll say, well, wait, these really aren't so radical after all. These aren't so bad. And they will end up supporting people like Ron Paul and Rand Paul and Justin Amash, Thomas Massey, and other liberty leaders. Yesterday, my friend Glenn Jacobs announced that he's running for mayor in, I think, Knoxville, Tennessee. And I've already seen a lot of young libertarians excited about that race, and there'll be other races in the future that will excite them. And a lot of these people, these leaders, will of course themselves end up running for office.
Yeah, well, that's exciting, because you're not looking for the government to correct the things that government is now screwing up, and that's education. Although, as Jonathan, as you said, I'd like to see a reduction in the role of the federal government in determining what we should or could learn. Because I had to unlearn so much to learn about the fundamentals of liberty after I left school, from grade school to high school to college level.
Yeah, well, from the very beginning of my time with him, Dr. Paul has always received a strong support from the homeschooling community,
mm-hmm.
and he has his own homeschooling curriculum, which of course features a strong emphasis on the ideas of liberty, although it's designed to not brainwash students. It's designed to present them with facts, truth, and allow them to make their own conclusions. That's an important movement. And we see, I think, the public image of homeschoolers is starting to change as homeschooling becomes more and more of a popular option. You know, at one point it was considered kind of like something that you did if you were either a kind of retreat to the woods right-wing survivalist or fundamentalist. I don't mean to use either of those terms pejoratively, but that's sort of how the mainstream used those terms pejoratively, or if you were a crunchy granola eating hippie type. And again, I'm not trying to be stereotypical or progressive, but that was the popular perception. I think as you see more homeschoolers integrate themselves into the mainstream, as you see more and more of the things like the National Spelling Bees and other academic contests won by homeschoolers, as you see, I think the military is opening itself more and more toward homeschoolers, you will see homeschoolers become an increasingly recognized and accepted part of the mainstream alternative to what is really, unfortunately, a failing government school model. When I say that, it's unfortunate. It's inevitable that the more centralized we allow education to become, the worse it becomes. The worse.
Yeah,
the education system will be, but it's and that inevitability, though, means that there's a lot of children who, as we transition, is going to suffer.
No, the common core. That, I mean, it's like the apple core has gone bad right from the go.
Well, yeah. Well, that's why one thing that Campaign for Liberty has started is Fed Ed Exit, which is a takeoff on Brexit. And the idea is that we need to exit the federal education system. And so we're supporting Thomas Massey's legislation to shut down the Department of Education. We are encouraging states to just say no to federal funding. And we're encouraging states to reject Common Core and reject these other federal education programs. And what's interesting is people say, well, the federal government has to support these low-performing, low-income schools. But if you look at the actual facts, you find that federal funding accounts for less than 10% of the average school budget, but it accounts for something like, I think, between 70, 80, and maybe higher of their administrative costs, because they have
sure.
to hire administrators.
And of the mandatory
to make sure
curriculum,
that,
which they have to undo.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, somebody has to, because
let me ask Jonathan real quick. I want to get Jonathan into discussion here, Norm. You know, if I was to put a litmus on it, not only would I love that they taught the founding principles of this country, but critical thinking skills, whether you're homeschool, public education, private education, how much critical thinking skills are actually coming out of these education systems, because we're not the founding fathers the ultimate in critical thinkers?
Oh, yeah. You know, the Enlightenment era was one of rather extraordinary intellectual fervor, and debate was commonplace, and, of course, that's what led our country to be formed. It was the radical Whig opposition to George III that animated the American Revolution. So I'm a big friend of open debate. I'm just saying that unless we are educated in the founding principles, and I go one step further, unless we are taught to respect what is an American ethos unique in the world, that is the trilogy of life, liberty, and property being sacrosanct here,
yes,
and that governments are instituted among men to protect the rights of the governed, unless we start from that as the premise,
mm-hmm,
we're lost. Because if you don't think your country, the United States, is different from any other country of the world, if instead you think that it's just an outgrowth of Europe or should be, or that we, our form of government is entirely fungible, there are many others that can replace it with virtually no consequence, that wealth is something that is to be determined, predicated upon the government's distribution of it. If you start with those suppositions, which is more or less what education in this country has indoctrinated kids to believe, then you have no interest in defending the nation.
Oh, you're deficient in those principles. We got to take a break. Stand by. We're going to continue this great discussion. Sacred Fire for Liberty continues after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
sanitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Continuing on with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. Great discussion. I'm glad we brought up the Young Americans for Liberty. And, of course, Jonathan, you said it right. I mean, I believe that wholeheartedly, that unless we have these principles that distinguish us, and that I believe other people on the planet may aspire to, although their countries might not, or in mass they might not, but certainly there are people that love this message. That's why, the movement toward America by so many around the world has been something that's been, you know, part of what is made us great. In fact, still to this day, some of the greatest Americans were, in fact, immigrants because they really embraced what they didn't have in their home countries. Somewhere along the lines, we lost that way. And I think partly, as Jonathan also referenced, and Norm, you said, in the education system, it's lacking.
Yes, I think that we don't teach the founding ideals in the high school and elementary school level today. If you look at the curriculum, you'll find that that's the case now. And I think I would maybe agree with what Jonathan said, except I would put it a little differently in that I would like to see more emphasis taught. And again, it all has to be in accordance with what parents want. Parents should control education, not the federal government, even if a bunch of libertarians came to me and said, Betsy DeVos and Donald Trump have called us and said that we're going to rewrite the national curriculum to fit the libertarian views. So we're including the works of Jonathan Emorn and Mises and Rothbard and Hayek. I would say no, because that's still top down centralized education and it doesn't work. You can't put every child into a cookie cutter. But an emphasis on the principles, but also how to recognize what the principles are and when politicians are straying from the principles, so that you don't just look at it and draw an equivalence between Barack Obama, Donald Trump, and George Washington, and Thomas Jefferson. I mean, even among the founders, there were certain differences, but you understand what it means to say life, liberty, and property, or life, liberty, and the pursuit, not the guarantee by the government, but guarantee. But the government creates the conditions by which you can pursue happiness. And of course, it's difficult to pursue happiness when we have coming up on us the day when we're going to lose so much of our wealth to government. And I think it's very important that we educate
by the way, guys,
at a young age in the ideas of liberty.
Norm, speaking of that, this is very funny. A story we covered yesterday. Somebody in Montana was very upset with his property taxes, felt he was getting screwed. So when he wrote the check to the property tax collector, he wrote on the check, you know, where you can indicate what it's for. He said, sexual favors. And I thought, oops. And I don't think they cashed it yet. They're a little, they don't know what to make of that.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
It says a lot.
I think that the hope for education does lie with increasing movement to what Campaign for Liberty, as I said before, is called FedExit. We're going to be hopefully doing a lot of work on getting rid of the Department of Education. Again, this is also an area where I think we do need states to stand up and say we're not going to have our schools continue to waste time and resources in order to get a little bit of our federal money back. We just let it stay in the states.
Yes.
Let it stay in the people's pockets. Let parents have that money and let them decide how best to educate their children.
And speaking of the principles of even of taxation within the Constitution, Jonathan, I mean, we don't have a lot of time left, but my gosh, if people understood real property, private property, you know, if people think they own their property, don't pay property taxes on it and see how fast the government takes it back. Don't tell me it's your property. Of course, there are distinctions that are very important, but they're lost because there's no education on this stuff.
Well, property is meaningless if you've regulated it to the extent that you have no choice as to how to use it. And that's what we have in so many instances. We have people who own something, but merely paying upon it, not actually having the freedom to use it. And that's the big problem of the modern era. It's regulation to the point of transferring control over property from the private sector to the government without ever a declaration that this is a taking or any actual government purchase. It is a byproduct of an absolutely unchecked growth of the administrative state for the last 70 plus years, and it's ruinous.
Well, I'm glad, Jonathan, you're there in the belly of the beast to try and battle it back, and hopefully more on the Trump administration will roll back the regulatory state. And Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, doing a bang-up job as well, educating and outreaching and doing great work, folks. And I appreciate you both. Thank you to Cheryl Chumley. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, another hour with John Rappaport coming up next. We'll talk vaccine issues on the federal level as well. Remember, folks, the power to heal, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com.
a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.